Making Monday Memories by Ryan Carr, Church Magazines. Teens share ways to make time for family home evening each week and enjoy it. It's 7 p.m., and you're on problem number 4 of your math homework. The first three problems have taken 20 minutes. Your sister pokes her head in the room and says, "Come on, family home evening's about to start." What do you do? If you're Tracy Brooke, age 15, of the Ottawa, Ontario stake, you drop your pencil and go. She says, "When I have a lot of homework, at first I think, oh, I don't have time for family home evening. But then after family night is finished, I feel a lot better." Why does Tracy feel this way? Because family home evening blesses her life. It strengthens everyone's testimony, she says. We get to understand more about the church and the scriptures. Tracy's brother, Carl, 17, finds other blessings in family home evening. "It's a good way to catch up with my family during the week, because I have a busy schedule," he says. We read the scriptures as a family and experience special moments together. It brings the Lord's Spirit. Their older sister, Lisa, 19, agrees. "Homework used to get in the way, but now I've realized it's not that big of a deal. I can handle a half hour less studying. Spiritual things and the time I spend with my family, those are the things I remember and appreciate most." If you visited the Fifields of the Bismarck, North Dakota stake, or the Malcatels of the Kent, Washington stake, you would hear similar comments from the teens in those families. They also do their best to have family home evening every week. These three families, like others that hold weekly family nights, have several things in common. 1. They make family home evening fun and involve everyone. 2. They make family home evening a priority. 3. They enjoy family home evening so much, these teens all plan on having family home evening with their own children. Involve everyone. These teens all use the same word to describe their family home evenings: fun. One reason they enjoy it so much is because they help home evening succeed. They pray, share scriptures, teach lessons, and choose hymns, activities, and treats. During lessons, they like hearing from their brothers and sisters. Sarah Fifield, age 14, says, "It's fun to hear things that happen to them that have to do with that topic. Everyone feels they can share their experiences because everyone listens." Her sister Lisa, age 19, tells about a time she learned from her siblings. "Once we were talking about personal revelation, and we're all sharing experiences of times we prayed and felt the Spirit. That was a neat family night, because we shared experiences that we hadn't heard before from everyone." Lisa Brooke enjoys teaching. "My favorite thing now is sharing ideas from the scriptures, like a devotional. I find so many good scriptures to use. I make a mini lesson out of it. My sisters also enjoy giving a lesson." Her sister Tracy likes how their lessons are active and visual. "When we were younger, we used to act our scripture stories with dolls," she says. "Now we use pictures and movies." The Malcatels suggest another way to make family night enjoyable: relate the treat to the lesson. For instance, one Monday night they read some scriptures on patience and at the same time made homemade ice cream. 14-year-old Isaac taught the lesson, sharing the scriptures on patience. He said that making ice cream by hand takes patience. You have to put in some work while you wait for the results you want. His parents and 4 siblings listened to Isaac while they shook their bags of ice cream. Then they dug in, eating the cold, creamy chocolate ice cream right out of the bag. It's obvious that the children in these families don't leave it up to their parents to do everything for home evening. Elder L. Tom Perry, the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, said, "The full burden of planning and preparing for family home evenings should not be left to parents alone. The most successful ones I have witnessed are when the youth of the family take an active part." Make family home evening a priority. These three families have family home evening every week, no matter what. If the children are busy with music practice, homework, or some other project, they take a break for family night. Lisa Brooks says, "I've noticed the importance of making time for it, rather than just trying to fit it in, really making it a priority over things. The family in the big picture is so important." President Gordon B. Hinckley also makes time for family home evening. In General Conference, he said, There is nothing more important than your families. The decision was made that Monday evening would be devoted to family home evening. President Hinckley appreciates invitations to community gatherings on Monday evenings, but he turns them down with the explanation that I have reserved Monday as family home evening time. I earnestly hope that each of you will do the same. Enjoy the blessings. The teens in these three families enjoy family night and have learned so much from it that they want to share its blessings with their future families. They say that peace, family unity, gospel teaching skills, cooperation in the home, greater gospel knowledge, and improved communication skills come from holding family home evening. Carl Brooks says he loves the feeling of having family home evening. I want my children to feel the same things I feel. It's a warmth you can sense. It's a way to bond as a family and share a common goal and practice. Jeannie Malcatel, age 16, will have family home evening with her future family because I'll love my children and want what's best for them. With my own family, I'll want them to have the kind of good experiences I had as a child. Home evening blesses their lives while creating some good memories. These families laugh as they recall memorable lessons they've had and silly games they've played. The Malcatels, for instance, change their emergency preparedness kits every 6 months. They eat the food stored in them and refill the kits with new snacks. One time they had put a can of portable stove fuel with the snacks. They laugh as they remember taking a few bites of the snacks, which tasted like fuel. The greatest blessing is that family night brings these teens closer to their families and to the Lord. Jeannie Malcatel says, "By the time you start seminary, you'll be more familiar with the Scriptures," she says. "Your testimony is already growing pretty well. Then you enter seminary, and it grows even more." Lisa Fifield says their lessons help her feel the Spirit, which lets her know that whatever we're talking about is an important and very influential piece of my life. It's brought me closer to my Heavenly Father through my family. These teens from one side of North America to the other are saying the same thing. If you make family home evening a priority, it can be a fun time to learn the gospel, be with your family, and bring peace into your home. Sidebars. The blessings of family home evening. When family home evening first started in 1915 as a formal program, the first presidency promised youth blessings for joining in home evenings. Faith will be developed in the hearts of the youth of Israel, and they will gain power to combat the evil influences and temptations which beset them. In James R. Clark, Messages of the First Presidency, Volume 4, page 339. A lesson on patience. The Malcatel family of the Kent, Washington stake shared this sweet idea for a family home evening lesson. Read the following scriptures on patience while making homemade ice cream. Patience. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 29. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1. Romans chapter 8, verse 25. Mosiah chapter 4, verse 27. Doctrine and Covenant, section 3, verses 33 through 36, and section 10, verse 4, and section 101, verse 16. Ice cream. Gather some sealable 1-gallon-sized plastic bags, sealable sandwich-sized plastic bags, ice, salt, and spoons. Combine the following ingredients in each sandwich bag: 1/3 cup whole or chocolate milk, 1 tablespoon sugar, 1/8 teaspoon vanilla. Seal the bags. In each larger plastic bag, put 3 to 4 cups of ice and 6 tablespoons of salt. Add to that bag 1 or 2 smaller bags filled with the ice cream ingredients. Seal and shake for a few minutes until the ingredients are frozen. Enjoy. End of sidebars. End of the article, Making Monday Memories, by Ryan Carr, Church Magazines.